You're listening to Boat Radio. I'm Carolyn Sherlock, and this is the Boat Galley. Beware the experts. Don't believe anything you're told, especially by experts. Maybe I really should say, beware of blindly following what the experts say. Or maybe, don't let the experts do your thinking for you. Trust your own judgment. They all apply. There's a story behind this, and it involves oven mitts. When we first decided to head out cruising, I researched everything I could about what I needed for the galley. And I took the experts' comments to heart, but dutifully wrote down everything I had to have and made up a shopping list. I got some great and useful stuff. I also got oven mitts. They were good oven mitts, the type recommended by the experts. I'm sure they could have protected me from a couple of minor burns as I took stuff out of the oven. But they didn't. So you're asking, what can possibly go wrong with oven mitts? Simple. I have never used oven mitts in my life. I pretty much hate wearing gloves. I don't use rubber gloves, sailing gloves, or gardening gloves. I only reluctantly wear gloves in the winter when it's so cold I just have to. I dislike wearing gloves almost as much as I dislike wearing shoes. And so I never use those oven mitts. I much prefer a regular pot holder, and that's what I always reached for. And that's the point of what I'm saying here. You have to temper any recommendations you get with what you know about what you like and how you operate. People, yeah, like me, can tell you what's worked well for them, but that's all. There aren't any universal answers. If I had stopped to think for a minute, I would have realized that I was highly unlikely to use oven mitts. I would have saved my money. Yeah, they weren't expensive, but it does add up. And I also would have saved the space. The oven mitts aren't the only thing that I ended up with because I failed to think for myself. There's also the double sink that experts said was far superior to a single bowl. But I couldn't put a plate in it on either side, on angle, on edge, because it was just too small. There's probably a few other things I'm forgetting, too. Seeing what others have to say about a particular item is good. I've learned tons this way over the years, and many experts made me think about things I wouldn't have thought about otherwise. But I've learned not to just blindly follow suggestions without thinking if their reasons apply to me. The bottom line, don't just blindly accept what I or anyone else says. Your galley and everything else on board your boat has to be right for you. I'm not an expert on what you need or how you should do things. Really, you're the expert on yourself. You might even consider oven mitts to be one of the best things you have in the galley. Until next time, then.
Our aim at Street Invest is to put a trustworthy adult into the lives of street children so that they can support them in creating the most positive paths for their lives in the future. We work around the world, working on the street with the children where they are. For such a large group of children, the amount of funding available is tiny. Really, the funding that keeps organisations like Street Invest going comes from individual donors. Street children are the most abused, neglected, violated children, yet they are also the most resourceful, responsive, and resilient children that we could have the honour of working with.
For more information or to make a donation, visit streetinvest.org.